Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life behind the scenes of a YouTube creator. And it's the 31st of May, 2025, at coming up to 6:30 in the morning. There is a white mist hovering in and around the town, and I live at the edge of the town down on the south coast here, and it is... Yeah, it's a bit foggy. It's a bit foggy out there. I'm just sitting in the front room, having woken up about 15 minutes ago, fed the cat, and I'm having the dregs of my cup of coffee now. Somebody has sent me a link to my phone. A WhatsApp message to my phone last night. They were talking to me about aerotoxic gases. I don't know too much about that. One of my fears, I suppose, perhaps not a conscious fear, but maybe a subconscious fear, is getting on a plane and flying. I used to enjoy flying. I haven't flown for many years now. But there is just something about sitting on a tube, an aluminium tube or whatever metal it is, hundreds of thousands of feet up in the sky, with no control. Funny thing, really, because I would be quite content to get onto a microlight. I've been on a microlight, and the other one with the microlight is the one, as I understand it, is the one, it's like a go-kart with an engine on the back and basically a hang glider above you, that sort of thing. I've been on one of those. Didn't frighten me in the least. It was thrilling. It was exhilarating. And I've been on the similar sort of thing, but without the hang glider bit, there's a parachute above you, and you drive along in this little go-kart affair, and it drags the parachute that's laid out behind you, and as you drag it, like a kite, it fills with air, plops up into the sky, and lifts you up. It's quite amazing, really. And I've done that. Did that one in America. And I have been on aeroplanes, not small little aeroplanes, never been on a little Cessna or anything like that. Perhaps that would be, you'd feel you have more chance of survival if things go wrong. But the big tube commercial flights, no thanks, not for me. Not for me ever again. And so much so that I haven't bothered to renew my passport. I'm not very much in favour of ships either, funnily enough, because they sink. Now, you may say, Richard, that is completely irrational. You've more chance of being killed crossing the road than any of these other things. However, this aerotoxic gas seems to be killing people in aeroplanes or making them extremely ill. And somebody's going to send me some more information about it so I can do a monologue about it or be interviewed. But there does seem to be a lot of that. Now, I get a bit sceptical on all these things because you would think it must be very easy to put air or oxygen tanks on an aeroplane and ensure that it is clean air, wouldn't you? You would think that that was pretty easy and that it could pump it out into the atmosphere. So if people are dying from it and it's a known thing, why would you continually do it? And then I get sceptical, as I say, and you think, well, they want to rid people from flying, don't they? They want to stop people from flying. They're blaming flying as part of the problem of CO2, which, by the way, doesn't exist. There isn't a problem, but we've been told there's a problem. You know, it's a sort of old load of old crap. So, you just think that they're blaming that. I've lost my train of thought now. Sorry about that. But anyway, you know what? Well, you know where I'm going. So, they're using it. They're using, if you know, eventually a number of deaths will accrue, and they'll say, well, it's too dangerous to go flying. And they'll use something like that. Oh, no, we can't. You think, well, surely you can fix that, surely. Also, they're so busy spraying the skies that there's lead poisoning and goodness knows what in the air up in that rarefied sphere, that if the air is coming from outside, then I dare say the people are breathing in eminently more of these heavy metals, which must be causing them all sorts of issues, because they're basically flying through the chemtrails without, well, with little dilution. And that must be awful. So who would want to fly in that atmosphere that they're spraying? So now, if you happen to be just about to leave to go on an airplane, please don't take too much notice of what I've said, but I would just take a big oxygen canister with you, put it in your hand luggage, on your walk-on luggage, whatever they call it, you know. So that's that may be, I may do that as my, whatever you call it, video this morning. I'm sitting here, I'm quite, I don't know why I'm tired, I'm not really tired, I've had a good number of hours sleep, but it's his first thing in the morning, and it's foggy based and what have you. As I say, blown my hooter, because I don't know whether this fog is a natural fog or is a chemtraily fog, or whether the chemtrails are stuck in the fog. You just can't, you know, we all need some sort of aerometer, don't we, to test the value of the air. And then some air purifier. I mean, it's a bit much, isn't it? We have this beautiful planet, or surface, whatever you reckon the Earth is. We have this beautiful place, this home, the Earth. Let's just say that, our home, the Earth. And we've poisoned it. We're poisoning it. Well, we haven't. I'm sure you and I do the best we can to keep it clean. But we are contributing to poisoning it, because we've been duped into using products that are convenient, that are made up from petrochemicals and other things, plastics being one, and we're poisoning the planet. We have no choice. We kind of, you know, the majority of people have no choice, because they have forgotten how to do things naturally, and we're not using, you know, natural things. For example, burning logs is something that man has done for, well, pretty much as soon as he discovered fire and realised that he could keep himself warm. Now, there'll be those arguing that man was manufactured and that in the dim distance past, but I'm not worried about that. I'm not going down that argument. My point is really that we have been using fires. We know that. We know that because cottages have got chimneys. So let's leave all the silly speculation rubbish about whether we were manufactured by the Anunnaki, as some people say. I don't buy into any of that, by the way. And I'll tell you why I don't buy into any of that. Because we have consciousness. Because ultimately, of who and what we are, and I do think that actually this whole Anunnaki business that's being sold to us, that's very difficult for any of us to actually verify, is an agenda. I think it's another agenda to make us feel that we are invaluable. Now, this might be today's, I might do that, I might do a rant about that. Because there are people who are putting this forward, and I think that this is a way of undermining who and what we are to some of the so-called thinkers of this world, because we're being said that that's it. And I think this is part of a disclosure for the next scare tactics, which is Project Bluebeam, to convince us that aliens exist. I don't think, I think, you see, I have a third opinion, not flat Earth, not necessarily a round Earth or a ball. I think that we are in, or at least I am in, I mean, when you come down to it, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for you. I don't even know if you really exist. I don't know if anything really exists. So is it a simulation? And but a simulation is really the wrong word, but it's the only thing I can think of which encapsulates what I'm trying to get at. Because if you meditate, if you sit and you take your mind, well, not even your mind really, the I am, that if you take your awareness out of your body and you realise that you are not your body, I've gone through all this and people understand this notion, I'm sure, that you're not your body, you're not your mind, you're not your thoughts, you're not your intellect. Well, what are you? You're not really anything physical, and there is some sort of sense of mental thing, but all you are is it. You're it and you're everything. Because when you connect yourself to the real I am, the real I, the ego, whatever you want to call it, the I, there is nothing else. And in fact, because you're only in the now, when you're in the I, there is no time. There is no linear time. There is basically eternity. And you are it. And therefore, you don't die. You are everything. You are it and you are everything. Which means concepts of God as a chap sitting on a cloud outside of you is not relevant, really. But because these texts were written many centuries ago with people whose intellect were not necessarily subservient or anything like that, but whose ways of expressing themselves and their language was very different to ours now, and their experience of life was very different to ours, the metaphors and allegories used in things like the Bible are confusing for people to fully understand because they take them too literally. Anyway, apart from all of that, I was going to say that burning logs is a natural thing that we've done for donkeys. We have chimneys and what have you. And extracting stuff out the ground and then turning it into some other product, which when that deteriorates poisons the planet, is unnatural. And whilst I'm not saying that we should all go back to living in caves, because we've learnt how to use brick and wood and glass, so we've learned how to use alchemy, safe alchemy, using natural things, which when they have come to the end of their life, they decompose back into the world. It's these things that turn into poisons when they, you know, these sort of petrochemical stuff that will take hundreds of thousands of years to sort of dissipate, and then the natural elements will not poison the planet. That's what I'm trying to get to. I'm not very expressive this morning, as you can probably hear. I'm grappling for words, grappling as if I'm in a dark place going, send me, where's the words? They're on shelves that I can't reach. It's very irritating. But we're getting there. We're muddling through. I'm saying ultimately that we should be living in more naturally, basically, simply, and that we have taken the level of sophistication far beyond which is healthy. That's what I'm saying. Far beyond what is healthy, because in the short term we think it's convenient, and that is, of course, our downside. For people are lazy. That's ultimately what's going on. All that from aerotoxic gases that somebody sent me. Today I have no interviews. Yesterday I was on my own pretty much, and I got on with my book and got quite far with that. Did take a walk down to the... Was that today that I went to take a walk down to the post office? Was that yesterday? I did take a walk. Oh, yes, that's right. Today, it was the day before yesterday. Yesterday I did take a walk down to the seafront. It was mild. I mean, it wasn't very far, but I needed to get away from the screens for a bit, just to just to get outside and have some air. I was going to say fresh air, but how do we ever quantify that? And I had burgers, if you're interested. Burgers, what did I have? I had it quite nice. A burger, sweet potato, sweet pepper. These were baked. And a burger, carrots, potatoes. So I had potatoes, sweet potatoes, peppers, carrots, burger, onions, and carrots. Sort of little mixture of stuff, which was very nice, actually, I can tell you. And the baked tomatoes, delicious, I have to say. Like baked tomatoes, you know, you didn't have to do it. It's very easy, you just shove them in the oven. And as I was doing burgers, and the Essie was going, just shove it all in the oven, all in the same tray, makes so little washing up, and it's all, keeps all the natural ingredients and everything there. It's not leached out into any oils or anything like that. The barest bit of dripping I put into the pan just to stop the burgers from sticking to it, and then a sweet potato which I baked separately on another grill, shelf in the Essie, and it was mighty delicious. And so I actually did two burgers, but in the end I felt like I had too much to eat anyway, so I kept some of it back for later on today. So there you go. Anyway, I feel like I'm waffling about nothing, really. So I shall let you pass and have a nice day. Thank you for listening if you did, and I will get on with my life, and I suspect that you'll do the same. Till next time, rather. Bye-bye.